Well, good morning and welcome to our look at betting options this week on the PGA Tour, the LPGA Tour and the European Tour. Three events we'll be looking at. The LA Open is the LPGA Tour event after they have travelled back from their week in Hawaii last week. The Zurich Classic is the PGA Tour event. It's a teams event, which we'll talk about shortly. We'll talk about the format and the possible chances. And on the European Tour, they're in Morocco for the Trophy Hassan event. Firstly, maybe just a quick look back at last week. A little bit of success with Brooke Henderson, who won. Julie won. She was the defending champion. She was at pretty short odds, $13, but we managed to pick up a win with her, so she covered some of our losing bets. We also went pretty close on the PGA Tour, CT Pan winning there, but we didn't obviously have him. He's a bright, promising young player, has always shown that. I didn't expect him necessarily to win last week, but we did choose Patrick Cantlay, and he appeared at one stage as if he might get the job done. He was at $21 when he finished third, and Matt Kuchar was another one that we'd suggested might do well. He was at $19 when he finished second. So at least Brooke Henderson was able to cover some of our bets last week, and we'll have a look to see what we can do this week. So let's start with the tournament on the PGA Tour, the Zurich Classic, a teams event, as I said. It's played over 72 holes. 36 of those holes are played in the four-ball format and 36 in the alternate shot or foursomes format. The winners over the past 2 years since this tournament was changed from a 72-hole stroke play event. In 2017, it was won by Jonas Blix and Cameron Smith, the Australian golfer who won his first event on the PGA Tour when successful at the Zurich Classic. And in 2018, Billy Horschel and Scott Piercy were successful. This year, Adam Scott and Jason Day will start as the favourites. An interesting combination, obviously the class players in the field. Jason Day here, no doubt, because of his association with Zurich through Alliance, I think it is. He does have an arrangement, a commercial arrangement with them, so that's what brings him to this event, and he's brought Adam Scott along too. So the two will be combining. It'll be interesting to see how exactly they do combine. Their current form's pretty good. They both played well at the Masters, so you'd have to think that they've got to be some sort of a chance this week. But at $8, it's pretty short, isn't it? Billy Horschel and Scott Piercy, as I said earlier, are the defending champions. They're at $19. Horschel's been making a lot of cuts of late, but not really contending all that often. He's missed only one cut in his last 21 starts, so he's been very consistent in that regard, but hasn't been quite at his peak. But he and Scott Piercy, who finished third last week at Harbour Town and was 10th at Pebble Beach, obviously combined very well last year, and I wouldn't be at all surprised to see them combine well again this week, knowing what they are capable of in this format. So they're at $19. Patrick Reed and Patrick Cantlay. Patrick Reed only missed two cuts in his last 24 starts. I guess in that regard, he's a little bit like Billy Horschel. A lot of solid, consistent form without really contending as such. But, you know, there's such a fine line between contending and making cuts on the PGA Tour that Patrick Reed could potentially bounce back very quickly this week. And he's combining with Patrick Cantlay, who's obviously in very good form at the moment. His last round, 64 at the Masters, was followed after that by a third-place finish last week at Harbour Town. So he's in very good form, and that combination at $12 might work very well this week, especially given the fact that they finished seventh last year, which was a pretty good finish. The other team that I might give some consideration to is the team of Kevin Kisner and Scott Brown. Brown's not playing particularly well at present, but funnily enough, he wasn't last year when they finished reasonably well in this tournament. They had a last round of 77. They actually led into the final round, so they were combining beautifully up to that point. But they ended up having a pretty disastrous last round to finish back in 12th or 15th place. But they played very well for the first 54 holes, so they were combining beautifully to that point. And we've got to remember that Kevin Kisner is the current Dell Match Play champion. He's playing very well at present, so that combination might work very well. As I said, $31 for the combination of Kevin Kisner and Scott Brown. So just quickly through those players again. Adam Scott and Jason Day, I guess we have to consider them because they are the favourites, although they are very short odds. Billy Horschel and Scott Piercy, the defending champions, at $19. A lot to like about their chances again this week. Patrick Reed and Patrick Cantlay were a seventh last year. Cantlay certainly in great form, and Patrick Reed not too far from where he needs to be to be contending in tournaments again, and Kevin Kisner and Scott Brown at $31. So that is the Zurich Classic on the PGA Tour, which begins in New Orleans on Thursday night, Australian time. We'll move across to California, to the LA Open, being played for the second time. Jin-Young Ko, second here last year, and playing brilliantly at present. Two wins, two seconds, and one third in 2019. She's now become the world number one, which has been a meteoric rise in terms of her standing in the game. Having finished second last year and being in the form that she's in at present, it's hard to see her not contending at least. But again, she's at $8, and those are pretty short odds. Minji Lee's at $13. She's back in form again after a couple of indifferent weeks. She finished third last week in Hawaii on a golf course she clearly likes. She'd won previously. She was seventh in this event last year, a pretty good solid finish for her first time at this venue. So I think at $13, Minji Lee, I think she's going to give us a pretty good sight in the LA Open. So-Yeon Yoo was much better last week, I have to say, after a bit of a run of indifferent form. She finished ninth in Hawaii. She was fourth here last year. She had a second round of 65, which was the best round of the week on this golf course. So So-Yeon Yoo, who may well build a bit of confidence out of her performance last week, she's at $26, and I think may well be reasonably juicy odds for her. Brooke Henderson's at $12. Interestingly, she missed the cut last year with a second round of 79, but as we know, she's playing beautifully. She won in Hawaii. Similar thing last year. She won in Hawaii the week prior to this event last year and then missed the cut here. So I guess at $12, you have to consider that, whether she has a liking or otherwise for this particular venue, or whether there was some other issue going on that prevented her from playing well last year. But she's at $12. Ariya Jutanugan was 24th last year, and she's certainly not at her best at present, but she's not all that far from it. She finished third last week, which was a little better for her after a run of indifferent performances from her. She has had caddy issues. We know she's got a new caddy on the back and bag, an Australian guy. So hopefully that's going to help her with a more settled approach to things. She's at $15. And the player that I think really sticks out this week, and I think is at incredibly good odds, is Yoon-Hee Jee. She was fifth in this event last year. She's having a very good season this year. She won earlier in the year. She was second last week. She's at $26. So for mine, Yoon-Hee Jee is one of the standout bets of the week. And I think at $26 is looking very good for another good week for Yoon-Hee Jee. So that's the LA Open on the LPGA Tour. Jin-Young Ko at $8. Brooke Henderson at $12. Minji Lee at $13. So-Yeon Yoo at $26. Ariya Jutanugan at $15, and Yoon-Hee Jee at $26. As I said earlier, Jee, really one of my standout bets of the week. So now we'll move to the Trophy Hassan event on the European Tour, the first European Tour event for quite some time. Joost Luiten, the Dutch player, he's had a series of good finishes this season. He was 12th in Oman, 10th at the WGC Mexico tournament, 6th in Saudi Arabia, and 3rd in Abu Dhabi. He made the cut at the Texas Open on the PGA Tour, which he doesn't always play, of course, but did finish well back, but that perhaps can be excused. He's a regular contender when he's played here. Got a series of good finishes here in the past. He's at $17. We're going to find some good value this week because bookmakers don't seem to be able to find a really strong favourite in this very evenly matched field. Jordan Smith has been 52nd and 8th here. He was 8th here a couple of years ago. He's at $21. He was 7th at the Malaysian Open, or at the Maybank Malaysia Championship, excuse me. He was 12th in Oman, so he's playing nicely enough at the moment, and having finished 8th here 2 years ago, deserves consideration at $21. Another at $21 is Jorge Campillo. He was twice second, once third in his last four starts of this season. He has been. Has not been a good here, but made all six cuts with a best of 19th in this tournament, Campillo. But he seems to be in some of his best ever form at present. And at $21, those appear to me to be pretty good odds. Eric Van Rooyen, the South African, was second in Qatar, sixth in India. He was seventh last year and has only started in this event. So at $26, Eric Van Rooyen, I think, represents some pretty good odds. And another player that I'll keep an eye on this week is Benjamin Herbe. 7th in Malaysia, 18th in Dubai. He's played well here. He's had top 20s in his last two in this event, and he's in reasonably good form, as I said, with a 7th place in Malaysia and a top 20 in Dubai. He's at $51. So Joost Luiten at $17, Jordan Smith at $21, Jorge Campillo at $21, Erik van Rooyen at $26, and Benjamin Herbe at $51 are my selections at the Trophy Hassan tournament in Morocco, getting underway on Thursday. Good luck with your investments. I'm Bruce Young.